Steps to Effortless Mastery. 1. Touch the instrument from the space, following your breath, while the body touches the instrument and plays a note. When you feel the urge to control or improve or develop or judge in any way, put down the instrument and go back into the space. First step is magical. Take it on faith. Step 2. Move around the instrument from the space. As soon as the mind reacts, one drops the hands or puts down the instrument and goes back into the space. This second step is free movement. There's no inner groove to careful movement. Wiggling fingers or arms in the air carelessly is fine. You get too bogged down in specifics, release yourself to the fantasy of step 2. Every note I play is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. The second step is the ritual. You're offering right and wrong, good and bad, into the fire. Liberation from judgment makes you an all-powerful extension of the all-powerful. Keep doing this simple, mystical step over and over and create a brilliant life. Step 2 is the foundation. 3. Play form, time, rhythm, harmony, or written material from the space. From this step, the musician chooses a specific piece of music that they know very well, and they just sit back and observe. They adjust the tempo. They can let the body play, and at some point when the need to jump in and take control of the piece comes about, they drop their hands and go into the space. Detach from the instrument. Make your offering of the third step, acceptance. Watch yourself play. Step 4 is practicing from the space. It can be highly technical movements that become muscle memory. Precision is not acquired until something has become muscle memory. So when you listen objectively to your playing, it removes obstacles to your expression and you can attain new levels of technical freedom. That's step 4, which involves motor functions and muscle memory. The opportunity to create effortless precision is here. Don't look for improvement in your playing. Just do the exercise and retreat. The fruits of the practice will be felt as an effect rather than a rehearsal of the performance. You'll feel your playing evolve. Misunderstandings about the steps to effortless mastery. 1. That it has to be spiritual. 2. That you have to practice the steps perfectly or they don't work. 3. That you have to play from the space at concerts and everywhere you play. This is the most common misconception. While playing, if you want to get mad, get mad. If you want to try, try. If you want to care, care. But keep doing the exercises and changes will happen to you. 4. That you'll have to do these steps for years before changing. The goal is always confidence, self-love, concentration while practicing, muscle efficiency, and freedom in performance. In step 4, you find out how long something needs to be worked on, which is until one's mastered it. The fourth step creates muscle memory. Mastery is being able to play something perfect every time without thought. Mastery of one's own mind makes the goal more attainable. We fall short in our preparation because of the restlessness of our minds. The effort it takes for you to hold it together is the block between you and the greater possibilities. The encouragement the great musicians should be giving the students is to really nail the fundamentals. Not attaining muscle memory on the basics will be the reason they won't attain their dreams. When the fundamentals are muscle memory, the player is free. When you watch a master musician and ask how can they perform at a high level always without fail, the answer is it's because it's easy for them. There's muscle memory. The level of one player versus another may just come down to the level of muscle memory or level of ease one or the other has achieved. If you practice new things with enough consistency, over time you can create new patterns and forge new pathways of action in the brain. Only enough repetition leads to the new pattern. It is the dead time where one feels like nothing is happening that one must persevere and keep going. The easiest way to do that is to remain empty. Teaching should not be exclusively the introduction of new material. Introducing new information should only be done occasionally. The rest of the time, a teacher should be coaching the aspirant toward ownership of skills. The action must be absorbed to the point of muscle memory, and for that to happen, repetition of the action must take place, not for a week, not for a semester, but until the fruits have been realized. Patient, precise practice is vital to creating muscle memory. If practice is approached the right way, you know you're getting better because it's getting easier. The perfect approach is, don't think of progress as moving on, think of it as going deeper down. Clarity comes with ease and familiarity. If there is a mistake, let it happen. Then go in deeper and to that spot and do surgery on the mistake. Don't push, just be present. The goal of practice is to play the right notes correctly instead of the true goal, which is to the goal of standard practice is to play the right notes correctly instead of the true goal, which is to play them easily, becoming totally comfortable with the instrument. Playing with ease should be the fundamental goal. Less is more. One can learn more about playing from mastering one piece than by covering several. When one gets drawn in towards effort, by stopping, he retreats into the stillness and guides his technique into effortlessness. This is detachment, which is a necessary ingredient of practice. The best way to stay focused is to extend focus. The best way to extend focus is to stop when you've lost it. Start fresh many times. If someone learns one piece securely, the benefit isn't just that one piece. The musician becomes a better player after learning that one piece. They're building an better infrastructure as a player that can be applied to the next piece. So work on a passage until it's played easily. That's the missing link. That's the only way to play an instrument. If the music seems difficult, then you're not finished practicing. This is the greatly overlooked point of practice, not just to play it correctly, but to experience the ease. So don't practice things you're going to play. Practice things for the effect they have on your playing. This is how one can be satisfied practicing a small quantity of material when the mind is constantly saying, I have so much to practice. Music, after all, is simply harmony, rhythm, and melody. So let's say if you're trying to improve your sight reading, you may practice on as little as 4 to 8 bars. Go into the space and do it again rather than trudging through long passages. Or staying with a rhythmic passage the way past the point of playing it correctly and imbibing it to the point of muscle memory. Sports training usually has the right idea here. You may work on something that you're never going to master, but patient work on it from the ground up improves many other aspects of your game. If the conscious mind tells you, I'm never going to use this, or never going to get this, and it is correct, what is the use then? There might be elements in the practice that improve coordination, mental agility, the fundamentals of rhythm, harmony, and melody. So practice things that benefit overall motor skills. Only perform the things that can play itself. So, guidelines for good practicing. 1. Smaller is better. The less stuff you practice, the more complete your ownership of it will be. 2. Stop measuring. Don't keep focusing on the horizon. You lose appreciation for the next inch. There's nothing wrong with a drop in the bucket, and that's really the only way the bucket becomes full. The long road is the short road. If there's a mistake in there, let it happen. Welcome mistakes, and it will fill the gaps in your training. Practice without ego. You don't measure it, you simply do it. Have no expectations. When you have no expectations, it leads to infinite patience and a good inventory of your skills. Goals, yes. Dreams, yes. Expectations, no. Be willing to start over and be patient. Everyone wants to go forward. That's their weakness. The best way to go forward is to start over. Don't compare yourself to others. Compare and despair. Mistakes have a value. Becoming the perfect instrument means don't recoil from having made a mistake, and you don't withhold self-love because of them. So don't fear mistakes. There are none. Miles Davis. Mistakes are the portals of discovery. James Joyce. The only way to avoid making mistakes is to have no new ideas. Albert Einstein. Mistakes are doorways to innovation. From the space, when they happen, one is amused rather than appalled. To approach mistakes joyfully, one must make no connection between mistakes and one's sense of self-esteem. Celebrating mistakes can become stimulating to the audience, and practicing detachment by letting go of how good you play, you might be windsurfing through the whole thing. In performance, you enjoy your mistakes and you won't enjoy your mistakes and you won't make any. Or the mistakes will be more delightful than the correct notes. Have patience. Just do your little portion of work with self-love and devotion. Increase the amount of devotion you can muster over time. We usually underestimate the time it takes for our actions to take root and flower. Your patience will bear fruit if you never cease to take action until the result has been realized.